Hello, my people, and welcome to Kaiju on the Brain. And today I am joined by Senor Nabjita.
Hello.
How you doing today, bro?
Doing all right. How's it going?
Good, good. First time on the show?
Yes.
Sorry, we don't have milk and cookies.
You lied to me.
You promised him cookies.
They're in the cow moo jar.
The cow moo jar.
Leave Bertha alone.
But they got the sugar cookies.
Leave Bertha alone.
Yes, my lamp. So today is my third interview out of God knows how many I plan on doing. But hey, content.
The fans next.
But it all doesn't go buzz. But today I have Yezin, so we can interview him on what his gateway, not drug, but gateway kaiju movie was.
Gateway kaiju movie? Nice.
No. Gateway drug on my team. I hope you're happy. Thank you.
So.
Don't remember the name of it. It was either USA or TNT. They were just showing random Godzilla movies leading up to the your favorite. Gino.
Fuck you.
No, but they were showing legitimate ones leading up to
it. Yeah, it's usually, if it was on TNT, it was usually Monster Vision.
I think it was TNT, not USA.
TNT's Monster Vision.
TNT isn't still around?
Yeah, it's called TNT Drama.
I don't know if you remember that. They were like showing them.
Yeah, I remember.
Every weekend.
Yeah, Joe Bob Briggs. I remember that because I used to sit there in my little fucking jammies with a bucket of popcorn watching Godzilla movies because I couldn't buy them in stores.
So I don't remember the names of the first ones I watched, but it was like during that promotional cycle every weekend.
Yeah, it was usually the ones in the Showa era. So you probably saw like Godzilla versus the Smog Monster, Gigan.
Yeah, like I said, they were like the known monsters.
Yeah.
That's my introduction to it.
You still watch them to this day?
I haven't been able to now, unfortunately.
What was the last movie you saw?
I think it was the last one I saw with you, I think 2016. We saw both the 2014 and 16, right?
Yeah, because me and you went and saw 2014 in 3D.
Yeah.
My first and only experience of 3D. Yeah, I think it was you, me, and Kebbles over there.
The boss.
We saw a Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, can I finish? Yeah, it was Shin Godzilla. It was me, the boss, you.
Darkfire.
Yeah. Sunglasses at night, dude.
Yes. And I think it was just you and I that saw the 2016 one.
Yeah, because the day before I went and I saw it with my brother, and we just saw a 2D showing.
Did we see the other one? Didn't that one have two? The American Godzilla Or did they only do one?
What do you mean?
2014, then the 2016
came. Oh, wait, no, wait.
Then 2019.
No, then that means I saw the other one by myself.
What, you saw King of the Monsters?
Yeah.
What? Oh, if I'd have known that, I would have had you come with us.
No, I think I was still
out in PA?
Yeah. So that would be the last one I saw. Was that
the most recent one?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it. I just didn't see Skull Island or any of that. So.
Yeah, because that's the only MonsterVerse movie you're missing then, because they're all tied together. Honestly, the way it's set up is it goes Kong Skull Island, Godzilla 2014, King of the Monsters, and then GVK.
So I just gotta see Skull Island.
Well, I have it. If you wanna, like, you know, with the drive, that's a flash.
Or just watch it here.
Oh, yeah. I've got the laptop hooked up to the TV.
So. But, yeah, that was the last one. I saw that one by myself. I think Was that IMAX theater? I don't remember.
I would love to see Godzilla in IMAX, but I can't afford that fucking thing.
They're not that much more than a regular ticket.
I can barely afford the $13 to go see a movie in theaters.
Then again, I was in Pennsylvania, so maybe prices vary.
Yeah, I remember Connecticut.
Like 18, I think, a ticket.
Connecticut's a fucking expensive state to live in.
So, but that was the last one I saw. The one with your favorite fire chicken and.
Yes, my fire chicken. Fire chicken.
I actually enjoyed him more in the movie than the main threat.
You enjoyed the fire chicken over fucking Ghidorah?
He felt more threatening. The way he just flew and destroyed the city.
That's one of his abilities, the Sonic Boom. And not Guile's Sonic Boom.
I'm sorry, the dragon in the storm wasn't as threatening as seeing him fly over a city and then just disappear. City's gone, bye.
And in fact, he came out of a fucking volcano.
That too. I mean.
And that was definitely taken right out of the original Rodan movie. He was born in fire, and he died in fire. Well, in the original movie. But he was like the Starscream of the movie. Seriously.
Yeah, it didn't last too long afterwards.
I'm going to betray you, Megatron. Oh, fuck, it's Ghidorah. I'll bow to you. Okay, I'll go attack Godzilla's lamp. I got stung! I fall off building. I hide. Oh, Godzilla won. Rah! Shit, he's king. I bow. Yeah, Starscream. Literally. Fucking Starscream.
But I like how that was also waking other things.
Oh, the Alpha Call?
Yeah.
But you notice it didn't affect Kong.
No, you, but...
To see what actually happened with Kong, you actually have to read the novel, because the novel is canon.
Oh, okay. What?
And it explains what happened with Kong on the island. That fucking monkey.
But they also showed that they're destined to fight. In the end credits.
Yeah, I know. Are you team butt cheeks or team...
butt cheeks?
Or team spine?
I'm team human that goes let them fight.
But Sarazawa died. Still one of the best fucking lines in the Godzilla movies.
Just let them fight. Let them fight. I just want my popcorn, my chair.
You just want to see them fight. Let them fight.
A helicopter nearby so I could be in the helicopter and watch them fight.
Look at it, there goes Captain Butt Cheeks. No, because if you ever actually watched Skull Island, and I noticed it in my last watch of it, they focus on his goddamn butt cheeks. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's a hairy monkey. We get it. He's got a hairy ass. We don't need to see it in almost every fucking frame.
Yeah, you do.
No. That's why he is Captain Butt Cheeks.
All right. That was good.
Oh, there we go. We got stupid fat lizard. Lamp. Fire chicken. Kevin.
Kevin?
Kevin.
Who the hell's Kevin?
Ghidorah.
Oh.
That's Kevin. And then we've got Captain Butt Cheeks.
So I like Thunder Dragon over Kevin.
No, the fans actually dubbed him Kevin, the left head.
Oh well, that's just the left head. Left head,
right, right head,
and center head.
Yeah, hey, right Kevin. Head is San or Nee. Nee. Yeah, because the Japanese. The original three names for Ghidorah's heads was San, Ni. What the fuck? I had it in the back. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, not blah, Nissan blah, blah. And Subaru?
No, not Nissan. Fuck you!
Nissan, Subaru, and Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin. Because Kevin got, if you actually...
Did he blast one of the heads?
Yeah. In the face? Yeah. Knee blasted Kevin in the face and then bit him in the horn and threw it up because it was sniffing the dead human bodies. Oh, burnt bodies. Me go sniff.
Actually, that I liked how the heads all had like their own personality. Yeah, I did like that a lot.
It showed.
It been that defined of each head having its own personality before?
First time ever. Because 95% of the time when Ghidorah shows up, he's always under some kind of control. Some alien control. But no, I can honestly say Godzilla, King of the Monsters, was the first time Ghidorah actually had his own personality. Excuse me. So, were there any other kaijus that you used to watch, aside from Godzilla?
I think the first time I saw, like, a full Gamera movie was with you. We did, like...
Was it the Showa or the Heisei?
We were doing, like, another... We're doing our Gamera conversions from VHS to DVD.
Yeah, that was when I had the DVD writer connected to the fucking VHS player.
So
I can't afford the DVDs.
No, but what you call... We did that with your, Godzilla movies from VHS to DVD, and then, like, a few weeks down the road, did the same thing with your Gamera movies from VHS to DVD.
Yeah, so I think the only ones I had, it was a trilogy, the Heisei trilogy. But I don't think you saw the show once. I wouldn't blame you, because, I mean, they kind of were horrendous. The first two were good. Gamera the Invincible, which was the one and only black and white Gamera movie, and then Gamera versus Barugon. We're the only two good ones out of the Showa. And then after that, it was like Aim Toward Children. Everybody had a Kenny. Because Gamera had to stay with Kid in every fucking movie. And there was a YouTube channel I watched, Brandon's Cult Reviews. And they literally called the Kid Kenny. Because every time he got into trouble, you would hear Brandon scream, "Damn it, Kenny!" Good channel, check it out.
So no, that was pretty much my introduction. It was like that, things like that, solid month of promotion.
Yeah,
it's a good month.
No, especially if you're a kaiju fan.
Well, that's what made me a fan. I didn't see him beforehand, so.
Do you have a favorite kaiju, out of from what you've seen? Aside from Fire Chicken?
Fire Chicken. I don't know if I really truly have a favorite. I mean, I like Rodan and stuff, and forget the names of the ones that was in the Xbox game.
There's a shit ton.
Destroy All Monsters?
Melee,
yeah.
I think that was only on the Cube.
That was on the Xbox as well.
No, what was on the Xbox? Well, I think it could have been, yeah. I don't know, I have to check it.
But I played those games, and some of the monsters in there I liked using, because...
Like Orga?
Yeah.
Megalon?
Some of the four-legged ones I liked. Yeah. Some of the four-legged ones I liked using.
Oh, like Anguirus and Baragon? Probably. I think those are the only four-legged ones in that game.
They were hard to hit when you threw buildings at them.
Oh, yeah, because they also tunneled, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, as that's the case, you probably would like the Godzilla game for PS4, because they got Anguirus is back in there, and he's got a very similar moveset. Pain in the ass.
I mostly picked, though, because everyone else is picking Godzilla. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be different.
But there was also a Mecha Godzilla.
Exactly. Everyone else, for all the other players you could be, I think for the GameCube, and I think Xbox was four player as well.
Yeah,
for
Godzilla wasn't in, I just remember, Space Godzilla wasn't in Melee. He didn't debut until Save the Earth. If I'm correct. I have looked into that.
Because there was like, what, three or four different Godzilla variants you could be, including Mecha?
Yeah, there was. I know there was the 90s and the Godzilla 2000, and then there was Super Mecha Godzilla, and then if you played the game through on the hardest difficulty, you unlocked Kiryu.
So with everyone else picking a Godzilla, it's like, no, I'm going to be different.
So you either pick the four, one of the four-legged creeps or Fire Chicken.
Basically, but like the telling ability helps out a lot because I just go to the other end of the map and let the Godzilla variants fight it out.
I actually never got to play Melee because I didn't have a GameCube at the time when it came out and all that. And by the time I finally got a GameCube, I already had Save the Earth for the PS2.
Well, yeah. Wait, didn't I give you or sell you my GameCube?
Yeah, but it didn't come with Godzilla.
No, I'm talking about that. This is that the GameCube you got?
Yeah, from the one I got from you.
Yeah. You have any other questions or?
If you want to ask any questions, you want to learn stuff, ask right ahead. We've still got.
Like, besides, you know, the two heavyweights, Godzilla and Gamera, what other kaiju movies would you recommend?
I would recommend Gorgo. It's London's version of Godzilla, but no fire-breathing breath.
Okay.
It's a good movie. If you don't mind watching black and white movies, I would recommend Beast in 20,000 Fathoms. And what the fuck is the other one? The Giant Behemoth.
Oh, yeah, I guess
there's also Reptilicus.
No, because I just remember, like, what was the name of those movies? The, Giant Robots.
Movies with giant... Oh, Pac Rim.
Yes, Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
I enjoyed those. I actually liked the Cloverfield movie.
It's not bad. It's a trilogy, actually. Only the first Cloverfield was. Sorry, Harper. Only the first Cloverfield movie was the found footage.
Yeah, that's
then
what.
Then you have 10 Cloverfield Lane, which explains the aliens that brought Clover to Earth. And then you have the Cloverfield Paradox, which is the third movie. And it goes into more detail, it shows more of the aliens, and you actually get to see a full-grown Clover. It was true. The one that attacked New York City was only a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The parent is over the cloud. You can see through the clouds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I would recommend, if you like the first Cloverfield, I would recommend the sequel and the third one. That way you get the whole story.
Chris Horn, like, when 10 Cloverfield Lane was coming out and stuff, they said it had nothing to do with the movie.
It was a lie.
Yeah. Well, that lie made me not want to watch it.
Yeah, but no, it was a lie. It's actually pretty good, and John Goodman was actually pretty good in there.
I wasn't going to watch it because of John Goodman, but other things occupied my mind at the time.
Yeah, no, I understand, but definitely check it out. And he's also phenomenal in Kong.
Yes, I saw the horrible Atlantic Room.
Oh, God, you subjected yourself to asylum? Dude, I won't even stoop that low.
A buddy of mine had it, and we were bored and just watched it.
It's because of that movie, using the title Atlantic Rim, is why we only got Pacific Rim Uprising. Because the original sequel to Pacific Rim was Atlantic Rim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they changed every fucking thing in that movie. The biggest thing I didn't like when it came to the sequel was that when did the general have a son. He never mentioned it in the first one. And nobody could explain what the fuck happened to Riley, the guy who sealed the breach at the end of the first one. The only character who returned was Mako. That was it. Newt.
And one of the biggest flaws, at least to me, of Pacific Rim was how do you not once look at the center console at the giant sword button?
Wasn't that after the upgrade? Wait, are we talking about one or two?
One.
Oh, where Mako tells him?
The sword! Like, and then you see it's a giant button. It says sword on it.
I don't know. I really don't know, bro.
And then that was easily killing them left and right. Like,
power sword now! Zing.
And the most disappointing giant robot was the one with three arms.
Crimson Dynamo?
Yes. That was the most disappointing.
He got his head crushed in one shot.
I said, what's the point?
All the Titans, wrong ones, all the Kaijus in Pac Rim, it took Itachi with a tail. Okay, that one's gone.
What's the point of having three arms if you're not going to use them properly?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the hell it was supposed to do because they never showed it in action.
That one actually did a little something. Unfortunately, the worst one was from the Russian team. That did absolutely nothing.
Oh, Chernobyl Alpha?
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Did
acid spit
nothing.
And then literally drowned and they blew up the reactor inside it, which is another thing. Where's the fallout from the nuclear reactor? It's not like there was a Godzilla there to absorb the radiation. No, I wonder how that would work. Godzilla and Pac Rim. What do you think? I'm talking about Legendary's Godzilla.
See, this is the weird thing with these style verses, because you have so many variants of Godzilla. A lot of them will stomp any of the giant robots.
We're not going to bring Godzilla Earth into this. That motherfucker's big. He's the biggest Godzilla ever.
Even, 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even that Godzilla would stomp.
And he was weaker in that movie. Because of the EMPs from the Mutos.
No, especially with the second movie where he got the ability upgrade.
Well, that's only with Mothra. If Mothra dies. He can't do it himself.
Still.
You're talking about the nuclear pulse, right?
Where yeah.
And the burning Godzilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to happen through Mothra's sacrifice. So, in your opinion, who do you think's gonna win?
Well, even in the first movie, he would still win, because, I mean, when he grabbed the Tamoodle and breathed down his throat.
Oh, the kiss of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cauterize the wound and everything. Did you notice how much different the breaths were in the movies? The one in the original, in the 2014 one, was more like a flamethrower style.
Yeah.
And in King of the Monsters, it was like its traditional beam.
Well, no, it started out as a flamethrower, and then concentrated to a beam.
No, you're thinking of 2016.
Okay, yeah, I have the 2016.
Yeah, you're thinking of Shin Godzilla.
But that one would stomp, too.
and if you blow it up, its pieces will grow back.
Yeah.
Because at the end, its tail was already turning into humanoid Godzillas. And that was after it was frozen.
So.
But I also checked out, I only saw the Godzilla scenes from, there was an anime, I don't know what it was, it has a bunch of mechs in it. Very similar to Evangelion.
Okay.
And there's something in there called a Snow Godzilla.
Oh.
Where their enemy actually, and they acknowledged that it was Godzilla.
Not really.
The army.
Ha.
When it showed up and it took the form of the Snow Godzilla, they're like, oh my god, it's Godzilla. They're like, we thought he was dead. And I'm like, holy shit. And they're like, no, this is a new breed. We'll call it Snow Godzilla. Huh. I was like, okay, that was actually a pretty cool fucking acknowledgement.
I'll have to look it up. But that's another area where I got like giant monster feels through anime.
Yeah.
I spent a lot, I don't remember. There's like a bunch.
Yeah. I honestly wish they would actually make an actual Godzilla anime.
Give it time.
Come on, Toei. You can do it. You're owned by Toho, so I don't see no issues why you can't do it. We need a Godzilla anime. So, but are you excited for GVK?
Yeah.
Do you think one will fall?
Something's gonna fall. it could be us from the battle.
Yeah, but do you think Kong's gonna walk away as king and take the title from Godzilla?
Well, at least this one doesn't have to be grown.
Well, no, the Kong in GVK is fully grown. The Kong that was in Skull Island was still a baby.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. So, saying that that one's still a baby, it's more believable for it to...
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got a beard. Kong has a beard in the new movie. To show his age.
Actually, what my... I don't know if you ever played it. 50-50 chance you would like it. 50-50 chance you won't like it. But Shadow of Colossus is a really good game. For like, if you want to play a video game fighting giant monsters...
I have it in my queue because it was one of the free games for the network.
Yeah, but it's only it's 50-50 chance you'll like it because
I didn't pay for it, so it was free.
So you might like it more because you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, and if I don't like it, I'm not losing out.
No, but I'm talking about like because you didn't pay for it, you could give it a slightly a higher score than if you wasted money on it.
Yeah. So.
The boss fights are really good. But the game is nothing but boss fights, but you have to travel and through the land, to basically get from one Colossus to the other.
Colossus.
I don't know the plural form for Colossus. Colossi.
Colossals? Maybe Colossi. I don't know. But...
Well, I would consider him like kaiju-like, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's big, it's unknown, it works. It'd be like saying, and same thing, Jormungandr from fucking God of War 4 qualifies. I'm gonna have to fucking trolls you fight.
You also gotta remember that Shadow of the Colossus was originally on the PS2. Which is why it's so vastly empty going from one to the other.
Yeah. What about the remastered version for the PS4?
No, it stays true to that.
Oh, okay. So all they did was just redo the graphics and all that? And
yeah.
The same?
I played... Well, I didn't play it for the PS2. I played the HD version of the PS2 game for the PS3.
Ah.
And then I played the updated graphic one for the PS4. Yeah, it stayed true to the original. So
that's good. You can't really find a lot of things like that this day.
But the reason why it is so empty is because it was originally on the PS2. They decided to keep it empty.
That's good.
So.
So are you shit? Batman.
That one. Yep.
Now, I will honestly say I have ran out of questions for you tonight.
Woo!
But, fuck you. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Is there anything you want to plug while you're here?
No.
Get your finger out of the socket.
Make me.
I'm not getting zapped. All right, my peoples. This is Zilla Grimm.
And I'm Nabjito.
Thank you for listening. Always keep your ears on. Have a good night.